Hi, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Smash. May I know your name?
Hi, it's John Ryder. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, John. How are you? And how can I assist you?
I'm okay. Excuse me. I'm calling because I had someone check my status of my Local Splash account, and they said that you're not anywhere near. It's just not showing my address, my person, my advertising. I don't know. Can you please check?
Really? Right. Let me go ahead and take a look, okay? Rest assured we'll get to the bottom of this. What's your phone number?
I think you have my office line, which is 212-779-4114.
Thank you. Sorry, 212-419.
No. 212-779-4114.
Right, thank you. Let me pull this up now. So someone told you that you were not ranking, correct? That they cannot find you? Okay. I have your account. This is for John Ryder, PhD psychologist, correct?
That's me.
Okay. Let me see here.
I may be at fault here because I have been busy, but I do track my referrals, and 90% of my referrals are from my old clients, so very little does come in from Google and all the SEO stuff, but I actually paid some company to do an evaluation, and they said that you're not in the system, you're not ranking, they couldn't find me anywhere, even on the fifth page.
Oh, let me just, yeah, I'm checking now, and yeah, sorry, yes, go ahead.
No, I am in New York City. It's a very competitive market, and there's probably 1,000 PhDs in my, 2 miles radius or something. But at the same time, I have been paying you guys, $100 a month for probably 20 years. And the last time I talked to one of your agents, he says, oh, well, Dr. Ryder, since you've been a long-term client, we will keep you at the top of the list when anyone searches, your zip code or whatever else they were saying, because I have it only for, my zip code and psychologist, and I don't know, I gave him, 6 or 7, keywords, but those keywords I gave to another group like yours, and they said, nope, you're not ranking. You're not even on page 6, 5 or whatever. So can you see where I am on your system?
Yes, sir, and I'm also done reviewing your account, and I'd like to be very transparent with you. So, yes, I see that your only subscription is Local SEO, and ideally, the goal of that one is to make sure that the business shows up on Google, and I hate to admit that yes, I did not find your business, not on the second or third page, not on the first page either. So I'll go ahead and submit a request to work on optimizing your listing. However, something that I've noticed is that you've mentioned you've been getting referrals, so if you can take advantage of that, reach out to your clients and help them boost your Google business profile through reviews, and that would be very helpful. And then
they boost my profile?
By giving you reviews.
Reviews. Well, I have lots of 5-star reviews, you know.
On your Google business profile, there are only 4 reviews in here.
On my Google business view. So Google has its own listing. I know I have a few of those things. I have doctorssomething.com and... What are the main... places that I am supposed to get clients to give me a boost?
Well, the only thing that we're helping you now is your Google Maps ranking. That's what local SEO is all about. And for local SEO to really gain traction, it has to be as active as possible. There are 3 ways to be active or to keep the listing active. First would be by getting reviews or gathering reviews and responding to reviews. And then second, by uploading pictures or videos to the Google business profile. And third, through content.
What do you mean,
Google
like pictures? I mean, I'm supposed to post pictures on Google?
Hey, no, with your line of work, line of business, you don't necessarily take pictures of your clients for privacy. So if that's not an option, yes, sir, if that's not an option, then we can use stock photos. But the thing is that we're doing a weekly, in fact, we're doing twice a week posting on your Google business profile. So each post, we'll be utilizing 1 picture. And we would like to really just avoid having to use the same picture every post because that would look unprofessional. So for some, it may be applicable, but again, in your line of service, we understand it is not. So if that's the case, if you have just any pictures, like informational pictures or whatnot, just send them over. That way we can upload them from time to time to your Google business profile. But even without pictures, we have the post coming out. And then if you can help us with the reviews, then that will do.
What is the third thing?
It's pictures, reviews, and posting. The Google post that is actually turned on for your Google business profile. Normally, we only do once a week, but for your Google business profile, since you don't have many pictures, we're doing bi-weekly posting. Not really bi-weekly, but 2 times a week. Twice a week posting.
What do you people post? I mean, what am I supposed to post? It's a cute little saying? Or it's sort of ridiculous.
No, we're taking care of the post. Yes, sir.
What on earth do you think I should post?
It's really just to keep the listing active. Now, if you'd want to see the posts that were coming out in your Google business profile, that should be in your dashboard. One example, it says, spring is a perfect season for new beginnings and personal growth. As a psychologist serving New York County, I'm here to support you in your journey. So let's work together in the season of renewal to achieve your goals and enhance your quality of life. So that's one example of the post that we made. And then, again, it varies.
You know what? It's, to me, just so beneath me. It's just so ridiculous to be, posting stupid things because I want Google to notice me. It's just... I don't know. It's just beyond stupid. The thing that this person told me is that they Googled my zip code, they Googled psychologists, they Googled hypnotherapists, which were like, I know, keywords for me, and I didn't appear in the listing along with my zip code. So that is what you guys promised me to do, that, like, if anyone Googles, you know, psychologist in 10016, I should be in the top three because I've been with you for 20 years. That's what your agent told me. But I'm not in the top five pages. So why am I paying you $1,200 a year when I don't even show up on, you know, anything?
Yes, sir. And ideally, that really is a goal for the business to show up on the first page in Google. But it looks like other competitors are beating us in that aspect. So I'll go on and submit a request to re-optimize the listing. I'll give the account a, let's see, well.
You know, like psychologists, we do talk with people and it's always confidential. So I can't have pictures of people. What am I going to show them, my office? That's stupid. You know, I mean, on my website, you have pictures of my office, but what's that going to, like, how many pictures of the office? You want people to post pictures every, you know, couple days every week. It's a joke. That the reason people come to me is because I solve their problems very effectively. And what other people have told me is that I've given them more help in one visit than they have gotten out of other doctors in 5 years. That, but I can't say that. That would be, you know, something that, you know, would look very strange, I think, online. But it's what many people have told me. So I know I'm good at what I do. And the main reason I'm good at it is I've been doing it for over 40 years. I mean, I'm, you know, I just hit 70. So I've been doing this since I'm 30-something. So, you know, like, actually I started in my 20s, so it's over 40 years. So, you know, like, I'm good at what I do. I'm better than most of my competitors and certainly better than people that are half my age because it's mostly experience. And yet, I don't rank. So, I don't know. That's what you guys have to figure out. And I don't know. You call Google and say, your algorithm is wrong for psychologists. Because these are guys that should be ranked by experience, primarily. And people that have 30 years of experience are better than people that have 10 years of experience, etc. It's like...
Yes, sir. I get your point. And there is no question with your capability as a psychologist. But, yes, it's really how Google algorithm works. So we'll have to see what we can do. I'll submit a request to re-optimize the listing and hoping to get traction or better results in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Well, while waiting for that to happen, I'll give the account a 2 weeks extension just to really, again, see progress in the next 2 to 3 weeks after we get this optimized.
So in 2 weeks, I should see a difference on the Google thing?
Yes, 2 to 3 weeks, I would say.
All right, let me take a look at it, and then I'll get back to you soon. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And when I say I'll give you a 2 weeks extension, so instead of you getting billed on April 14, I'm going to push it 2 weeks backwards. So it's going to be on the April 28th, and that's going to be on the 28th of each month moving forward. That way, we're giving 2 weeks time for us to also show you that, again, we'll make a difference in the next 2 or 3 weeks, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And then again,
right,
the reviews, that's going to be helpful. I'll send you a review link. So try to reach out to your previous clients and see if you can get them to give you reviews. It's also recommended that you respond to reviews, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions before I let you go today?
It's just the modern crazy world that we live in, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Well, I appreciate your time, though, and thank you so much. You stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Be well.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.